officer works for the state, the county, village, or tribal police departments. And they certainly do not care whether that officer's police department has a mutual aid agreement with another police department. What individuals do know is that if an officer calls for help, other officers will come at the speed of heat to assist their fellow officers. On October 1st, 2008, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen issued a formal opinion asserting that the mutual assistance statute does not apply to tribal law enforcement agencies. This opinion resulted in the termination of numerous instances of cooperation between county law enforcement and tribal law enforcement. Because the partnership between these entities is particularly important in rural areas of the state where services are often limited to begin with, it became necessary to involve the legislature in forming a solution. AB 713 is the result of a great deal of work by the Legislative Council State Tribal Relations Committee in consultation with tribal law enforcement and county sheriffs around the state. This bill redefines law enforcement agency in Wisconsin to include tribal law enforcement agencies. It also treats the matters of costs and liability in cases of assistance between a tribal agency and a non-tribal agency in the same manner that current law treats those matters. For example, if a Polk County deputy makes a traffic stop near the reservation and the driver becomes combative and starts fighting with the deputy can call for assistance from whomever is closest to his or her location, which would most likely be a tribal officer. In this scenario, Polk County assumes the costs and any civil liability for the assisting tribal officer. Under this bill, the same can be true when the situation is reversed. Assembly Bill 713 ensures that a tribe is responsible for the costs when it requests assistance from a non-tribal law enforcement agency. This bill only allows a non-tribal agency like the Polk County Sheriff's Department to respond to a request for assistance from a tribal agency like the St. Croix Tribal Police Department at a location outside the non-tribal's jurisdiction if one of the following conditions is met. Number one, the tribe has adopted a resolution waiving its sovereign immunity, which would allow enforcement of this responsibility in state courts. Number two, the tribe maintains insurance to cover these costs up to a specified limit. Or number three, the tribal and non-tribal agencies have an agreement in place in which the non-tribal agency agrees to accept responsibility for these costs. It's our responsibility as legislators to provide law enforcement with the necessary tools to protect the public and at the same time increase their police officers' chances of going home to their families at the end of their shift. This bill does both. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Did I ask something?
Yes. My name is Carrie Kahn, and I work for State Senator Bob Jauch. He unfortunately can't be here today, so I'm going to read his testimony. Excuse me. Thank you for meeting today to hear this bill that is important to the ongoing cooperation of tribal and county law enforcement. I'm sorry I cannot be here today myself, but appreciate the opportunity to share my support for the Tribal Mutual Assistance Bill. I represent four Native American reservations in the 25th Senate District, and they overlap different counties and various law enforcement agencies. Tribal law enforcement has become more professional in recent years, and therefore it's very important to ensure absolute cooperation between tribal and non-tribal law enforcement agencies. These boundaries have become obstacles, and we must take action to overcome them. I've been involved in seeking the restoration of regular tribal and county law enforcement cooperation for well over a year. In October 2008, Attorney General Van Hollen issued a legal opinion that the state statute governing mutual assistance among law enforcement agencies does not include tribal law enforcement. Prior to this opinion, many agencies engaged in mutual assistance due to the lack of statutory clarity. The result of the opinion virtually halted aid that had benefited both tribal and non-tribal citizens and agencies for years. For instance, the Burnett County Sheriff's Department and the St. Croix Tribal Police Department had assisted each other regularly. The St. Croix occasionally allowed Burnett County the use of the tribal drug sniffing dog in narcotics investigations. Following the opinion, mutual assistance requests dropped off dramatically. This is a striking example of how important mutual assistance is to many areas of rural Wisconsin. The legislation before you today is the result of a cooperative effort between tribal and law enforcement agencies, tribal law enforcement agencies, and other law enforcement agencies throughout the state. The state must provide every tool to maximize cooperation and communication. This legislation makes a simple addition by adding tribal law enforcement agencies to the mutual assistance statute. In addition, the bill clearly addresses options that assure participating tribes will bear the responsibilities of costs incurred, just as county sheriffs are now bound to do. It is also important to note that mutual assistance is completely voluntary. This bill does nothing to change that. Should a tribal or non-tribal law enforcement agency not wish to engage in mutual assistance, they are not required. This legislation respects tribal sovereignty and the constitutional authority of sheriffs. It is simply necessary to restore the communication that has made mutual assistance between counties and tribes successful in many areas of rural Wisconsin. Mutual aid is an essential aspect of law enforcement cooperation that ensures that boundaries do not become walls. Thank you.
Are there any questions for anyone today? I want to thank you, Christian, for your hard work in this prison rate check. I know that Senator Josh been involved many years with working with the tribal government, and you have good cooperation from the tribal government on this bill as well?
Yes. So again, absolutely. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does this apply also to like the state patrol, any other police agency?
Robert Vandenberg from the Toronto Police Department.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. I'm Robert Brandenburg. I'm the police chief from Lac des Flambeau. And we're here to support the bill. It's been a long time coming. We had some issues with the Attorney General's opinion that threw us all off. Before and after the Attorney General's opinion, I traveled around the state with the canine. Doing mutual assistance with DCI and the drug unit. That continued, so it kind of surprised us when the Attorney General came out with his opinion because we were working with him. We actually established a Native American drug and gang task force called NAGI, which is a MAG unit in the state designed to work drug cases on the reservations and communities and around those reservations. And that was working very well together. And we had no real issues. We even applied for federal monies and got a meth grant for $397,000 to do this cooperative effort. So it kind of surprised us when all this came down that we didn't fall under the mutual aid statute. I myself was a U.S. Marine, canine handler, MP. I've been through several academies. I've got three Marines that work for me right now. We're all trained the same, go through the state academy, but we're treated different. If one of my officers calls for help, we can't get help unless a Vilas County lieutenant authorizes it. And it doesn't make any sense. We're probably 10 miles down the road is our nearest backup. They're not county officers, they're Woodruff Minocqua PD officers. They can't come unless they're told to come by Vilas County. So if Vilas County's busy or their lieutenant or supervisor's busy, who's gonna make that call to tell Minocqua Woodruff come back us up? They could be out on a fight call or a disturbance. And we've had these situations happen. We've actually had a crime take place in our jurisdiction. We were in fresh pursuit and ended up catching that person in the township of Minocqua. We contacted Vilas County. We weren't able to get a hold of Minocqua. They could hear us on the radio, but we couldn't hear them because we're going through a transition with changing our radios into instead of analog to digital. So we had a little communication problem, but my officer did everything right. Pulled the car over because he was going to lose it in traffic, waited until he had that contact from Minocqua, and that officer from Minocqua got disciplined by his chief because he didn't understand the mutual aid issue. It was actually fresh pursuit, not mutual aid, but this opinion from the Attorney General's office convoluted everything. We could have chased it to Beloit and stopped the car if we had to. You know, not that we were going to, but it was not about mutual aid. It was our authority, was, you know, to stop that vehicle. And it makes for a lot of frustration. You can see I kind of get on my soapbox about this, but it's frustrating. We were working so well together, building bridges, and then things kind of just fell apart. And this legislation, and I think, you know, Senator Raychak for developing this and everybody involved in it, and I believe that this legislation has all the answers to it.
Again, thank you for testimony.
I'm just curious, that is outrageous, the story that you presented. I think this is a great development. I'm certainly going to support it. But I've got a sort of a general question. Some of the tribes your tribe, of course, is on a very defined boundaries.
Correct.
But there's a number of tribes, particularly in southern Wisconsin, that are scattered over 7-8 counties with small parcels. How does mutual assistance work in those type of situations? Are there even police departments for some of those tribes that are scattered over many parcels?
Yeah, in fact, my cohort over here, Frank Taylor from St. Croix, is going to speak, and he's got a checkerboard for a reservation. He'll kind of explain how that works. It's even more important to him.
I would assume that.
Yeah,
you've got 100 miles from one part of your reservation to another part.
Right. And I'm actually closer for, Minocqua kind of wraps around me. So I'm kind of closer to a lot of those calls. In fact, the lieutenant from Milwaukee, he lives probably 3 miles from my police department. And I'm much closer to his residence than the police department, the one or two man, you know, road officer. And where we may have two or three guys on, we could swoop right over to his house and help him out. We can't do that, you know. Right now, we used to be able to do that. It used to work well. And as you guys can imagine, I've got right now 8 road officers working for me, and that's not enough. Okay, and then my crime also spills over into Woodruff and Minocqua. And if they need to ID somebody that's giving them a false name on a felony case, even, they can call me up and I can respond over there and say, no, that's not so-and-so that ran off on you, that's so-and-so. But
what
how do you do that now?
Kuchunk, though, which is really spread out.
Right, they're going to have to go through what Frank Taylor and I is going through right now with the mutual aid that's going to really help them out, you know, because they can have that central location for the police department. And if their officer's not down in that area where that call comes in, the sheriff can help handle it, that state patrol can help handle it. And we need to band together because we're getting smeared, you know, with crime. And if we don't work together, we're going to get hammered even more.
Again, well, thank you. I can understand the frustration there, but let this bill go a long way and we minimize this and help make a better relationship in all the tribal state of Wisconsin.
Yep, exactly. Thank you very much for your time.
Just a question, and maybe to the author, one of you. You make reference in your testimony that the cost, like the county that requested mutual aid would assume the cost or something. What cost do you bill for? Is civil liability the biggest issue? If there's a suit or something, that the defense would be there?
That,
you don't charge for a gallon of gas and stuff like that.
That's usually the way it works. Like if when we used to do it, if I'd go over and help out Minocqua, then they'd come over and help me out. Or I used to work up in Hurley for Iron County with drug issues. So then when I had a paper to serve, they'd come down and help me out for a few hours. So we usually exchange things like that. But if there's an incident where an officer's getting sued, a workman's comp issue, something like that, they get hurt out by us. That's where I think that's really important.
Mr. Chair, can I, that's how it used to work all the time, is it's almost on a handshake kind of thing. We help you, you help us. But that's a changing culture, very much a changing culture now with the economy. Back when I was sheriff, one of the villages in my county started charging us every time they helped us, because that's what their village council instructed them to do. And so it can be very contentious.
Thank you. Any other questions? Here we have one more speaker. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Frank Taylor, St. Cross County Police Department. If anyone of you wants to testify without having to fill out, please do so.
Good morning, Chairman Turner, representatives. Kid from the res, this is a big deal. So, first of all, I want to thank Representative Hrachek, Senator Jelk's office, for putting together, I think, is a pretty tremendous bill in helping us take care of law enforcement issues in the rural areas of northwest Wisconsin. So I appreciate that. Miigwech. I would like to first start out by giving you a little bit of background about St. Croix Tribal Police Department. We have been around for about 10 years. We're a relatively young department. However, we're authorized for 14 full-time officers. Within those 14 officers, we have two canine units. We also have a drug investigator and a criminal investigator. We also cover three counties, those counties being Polk, Barron, and Burnett County. So getting back to a question earlier, yes, from the northernest part of our community to the southernest part of our community takes us about 45 minutes to get there. So we definitely understand, you know, responding in a timely and an efficient manner. So I guess, you know, I'm here to support this bill. I want to make sure that it gets through. You know, and if there's any questions, feel free to talk, and we'll, you know, hopefully get some resolution done. You know, our training standards that we have at our police department are go way above and beyond the state's recommendation of 24 annual credits. We like to get our officers at least, you know, 35 to 40 annual credits. So a lot of our officers that come from accredited, you know, schools within the state of Wisconsin, you know, so it's no different hiring a tribal police officer. I get that question asked actually quite a bit. You know, what are the recommendations or requirements to be a tribal officer? Well, they're the same as they are to be a state trooper, a county sheriff's deputy, a municipal police officer. They have to go through the same type of schooling. You know, we actually go a little bit above and beyond, because we actually like our officers to already have the college degree first and foremost. I know, I think the statutes say you have 5 years to get your 60 college credits. We like to actually have those people coming in meeting our recommendation or our requirements of having the two-year degree at a minimum. So, you know, I would like to also talk a little bit about how the mutual aid has affected the Tribal Police Department, and it's actually it's really hurt the communication. There's definitely been a communication breakdown in the Sheriff's Department and St. Croix Tribal PD. I can give you an example that happened just over the weekend. The tribe has a couple houses that are in fee. Basically what that means is that they still pay taxes on that property. We have a couple community members that live in those houses. There was a verbal domestic that was taking place. We had a tribal officer less than a mile away. He was not able to respond to that call because it was not, there was no mutual aid agreement between us and the Burnett County Sheriff's Department. So that, that played out as the suspect fled before the Sheriff's Department could actually get there. We had a an officer less than a mile away. So as you can see, you know, it's definitely a hindrance, but I'm glad that there is some progress being made here, and hopefully that we can get some resolution very soon.
I my question was answered, so I will. So thank you.
Okay, absolutely.
Did you have pretty good support in waiving the sovereign and new people deal with cases outside of the tribal government? There was a resolution passed by the tribal government, right?
Correct. Yes.
Give you the sovereignty.
Yes. Yep. And we also have the civil liability insurance premium as well, stated in this contract or in this bill.
Essentially, win-win for everyone.
Sure. Hope so.
You have a question? Again, thank you very much for your testimony.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
That will conclude the hearing on the appeal. Could you take a 2-minute break or something? Members will come up.
I've got another committee here.